he was sentenced on 19 counts and acquitted on 3 counts of those charges.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has convened an emergency cabinet meeting aimed at resolving the power crisis. Load shedding continues to grip the country at stage 2 and endangers the country's last investment grade credit rating. Embattled power utility Eskom has a debt burden of 450 billion rand and struggles with aging and poorly maintained power stations. Earlier this week, Ramaphosa announced that Energy Minister Gwede Mantashe and Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan would present proposals on solving the power crisis to cabinet today. Social Development in Limpopo says incidents of gender-based violence in the province have reached unacceptable levels. As part of arresting the problem, the department had convened a provincial men's conference at Marobala village outside Polokwane. At least 12 incidents were reported during the 16 days of activism for No Violence Against Women and Children campaign. MEC in Kakareng Rakwale.
When parents or a mother is killed due to gender violence, it has got a serious impact on the growing of the children that are remaining, especially on the basis that they grow up knowing and understanding that had it not been my father, my mother would still be alive. And what then becomes important is to say those that are given responsibility of taking care of those kids must make sure that they are given counseling.
The EFF has rubbished rumours and allegations that the top 6 positions have already been decided and that the second National People's Assembly is only a rubber stamp of that decision. The 3,800 expected delegates will nominate and vote tomorrow for the EFF's top 6. Julius Malema is widely expected to keep the mantle as leader, but the positions of Secretary General and Deputy President may be contested. EFF spokesperson Buyiseni Ndlozi says nothing is certain.
With 3,800 people who have the opportunity to raise whatever name from the floor, who have an opportunity as well to go ultimately to vote in a free and fair election, in a secret ballot, I think those are grounds enough to expect any surprise.
And finally, the World Health Organization says cases of the deadly Ebola virus are steadily rising in the DRC. This as healthcare workers remain largely cut off from the disease's hotspots since militants attacked their camp. So far, 27 Ebola cases have been confirmed in North Kivu and Ituri provinces this week. Militia fighters in eastern Congo killed 4 people and wounded several in attacks on 2 Ebola response centers 2 weeks ago. The organizations say security is one of the main challenges that health workers are facing because they are unable to reach communities. The top story at 6 o'clock, the Scottsboro High Court in KZN has sentenced a 32-year-old man to 6 life terms and 154 years imprisonment for multiple charges, including murder and rape. Sips Matiela will have more news for you in the morning. What is